Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. That is Chuck Freeman. You can find him online at Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. You can find me at Winks Thinks. Bart Winkler was taken. You can find us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can find Ryan Braun anywhere but where the Brewers were last night, taking on the Blue Jays in Montreal for a game last night that they won 10-5. Couple of homers in this one. Travis Shaw hit one, and Yasmani Grandal hit one for the Brewers last night. They're back in action tonight. It's just a two-game exhibition series in Montreal, and it will be on TV, I guess, in the Milwaukee area on the MLB Network, like, alternate channel. So just check your cable guides, and you should be able to find it. But no Ryan Braun because he didn't have his passport, or at least that's the story. When the story comes out that Ryan Braun could not make the trip because he thought he had his passport and forgot it. Chuck, do you believe that story?
Well, here's the only reason why I'd believe it. Why would he have to make an excuse that he forgot his passport? Why can't he just say, hey, Ryan Braun's not making the trip? Why would they have to make an excuse? I mean, we'd be all okay. I mean, he doesn't have to make up any excuses. If they said, hey, Ryan Braun, we're just not going to have him go to Montreal. We're just going to have him go right to Chicago or right to Milwaukee. He doesn't have to. I think these two games in Montreal are stupid to begin with. So, I mean, it makes it worse if you would lie and say, well, he forgot his passport. Why would he? And if he did, why even admit to it? Just say, you know, we're just going to give Braun the 2 days. Because Braun Moore has earned it. And we'd all understand if he just said, hey, Ryan Braun, we're just going to meet him in Milwaukee. He's good. He doesn't have to make the trip because he's probably going to play anyway.
I don't know if there's like a requirement from baseball that all your guys have to go there if they're going to be on the roster. And then maybe the Brewers and Braun talk to each other and the Brewers are like, Ryan, there's nothing we can do. We have to have you come. And then Braun's maybe like,
you mean a directive saying, hey, if we're going to play in Montreal, you got to have all your guys there.
Yeah. And then so the Brewers are trying to do, maybe the Brewers are trying to do Braun a solid and saying, look, we're kind of screwed here. And then Braun's like, well, what if I say I forgot my passport?
Okay.
And then the Brewers are like, yeah, I think that'll work, but you got to take the hit on this one. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll just pretend like I thought I had.
But if there was no directive from baseball to go, wouldn't it be kind of ridiculous just to say, put it on Braun? Why would he admit to anything? I mean, forgetting your passport's kind of a dumb thing to do. I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, a lot of people have forgotten their passport.
I know.
Especially when you go to Canada, and a lot of us assume it's just part of America anyway.
Yeah, and I told you yesterday we should take over Canada. That goes without saying. But, yeah, I mean, I just don't think that you had to make an excuse. Ryan Braun, he's good. We don't need him in Montreal. I mean, when he sits out these regular season games, no one says, oh, geez, Ryan Braun, he missed the cab to go to, he missed his Uber ride today. Okay. No, they just say he's given a rest day. So if they said, hey, you know, we're just going to give him these 2 days off, and nobody'd be blasting him for not going to Montreal.
Can we get into the root of why you hate Canada so much?
No. I just think Canada's useless.
There's a Twitter account, if you guys don't know. It's at Chuck and Winkler. It transcribes our show from time to time. Apparently, a guy named Clayton runs it, and he was transcribing some of our show last night. Here's some of the things that you said about Canada yesterday. Canada, it's useless. What's Canada good for anyway? I mean, really, what's Canada going to provide? Mm-hmm. Really, what good is Canada? There's no redeeming value of Canada. fishing and hunting. Ugh, Canada. Why don't we just take over Canada? We don't have to go to war. What's going to stop us? A Mountie?
Or the Mountie, the former WWE Intercontinental Champion. No, I just I have no use for Canada. I don't know. What
about like the band Rush? You don't like Rush?
Yeah, I saw that tweeted. Yeah, Santo tweeted that. He says, Bart, he said, Rush, how about Rush and Triumph? Bart, Chuck is going silent. Come at him with that. And it's like, well, you know, Bart didn't know that either. I'm not a big Rush fan, and I wasn't a big Triumph fan. I didn't mention Bryan Adams. He's from Canada, but still. How many people came from the United States?
Celine Dion.
How many people came from the United States, and how many people came from Canada? Of course, there's somebody from every part of the world. Canada's going to have some people come out of there. But for crying out loud, Canada's nothing for me. If Canada was important, we'd have more teams up there. We'd have NBA teams up there. We'd have NFL teams.
The fact that we have any, I think, shows Canada's importance.
God, for all that massive land up there, and they got one baseball team, and they couldn't keep it up.
They're a different country.
Well,
where
yes.
Where else do you see that? I've always thought it was weird that, like, Toronto teams played in the American leagues, and Vancouver, and in hockey, like, half of the league is Canada. What about hockey?
Well, hockey's a Canadian sport.
Well, then why is the NHL an American league?
Hmm?
The NHL's an American league.
I don't know. I mean,
and half their teams are in Canada.
I don't know. And most of their players are from Canada. At least they were. I don't know what that ratio
is. Did Canada do something to you?
No, I just...
Show me on your body where Canada hurt you.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. I'm just not... Canada is not... I mean, I don't think Canada's a factor in anything. If Canada goes to war... Canada, are they going to have peace talks with anybody? No. Is Canada going to solve anything in the world? No. Canada is going to hide behind us in the United States. That's what Canada's going to do. I mean, I don't want to talk about Canada all morning, but there we go. If you're going to defend Canada, well, I'm not you necessarily, but if anybody's going to come at me with Canada and say, oh, Canada, well, go to Canada then. Canada. God, I've been to Winnipeg. I've been to Toronto a few times. And I'm just, I mean, I've been to, you know, the outskirts. I just... haven't seen, I just not a big fan of Canada.
Let history show that Chuck Freeman will be the Archduke Franz Ferdinand of World War III.
Why are you so, now let me ask you, why are you defending Canada so much?
I think that was a great historical reference.
What do you love about Canada?
That I hope is appreciated by someone.
What do you love about Canada?
Canada's nice.
Have you been there?
I've never been.
Oh, well, I mean... Again, people go up there fishing and hunting. I heard it's great for that. But, I mean, other than that, the show's over in Canada.
We want to know, like, similar to Ryan Braun, what's the craziest travel mishap you've ever had? You can tweet us your craziest travel horror story for a chance at food at Perkins. It's part of your Twitter Tuesday today. So hit us up on Twitter at 1057FMTheFan. Use the hashtag CWLaunch. And you can win $20 to Perkins. Again, what's the, in honor of Ryan Braun for getting his passport, what's your craziest horror story when it comes to traveling? Craig Rick tweets in, he says, my late wife got kicked off an airplane back in the 80s on a trip to Reno with her church group for punching a stewardess she thought I was flirting with. Hashtag mega, hashtag QAnon, hashtag Hannity.
Okay, that's Hannity.
That's from Craig Rick.
Okay. Oh, okay. His ex-wife punched him. I mean, that's a... Hey, I have no problem with a feisty woman, man. Woman's going to show a little spunk like that. I'd rather have that than a woman who's flat as a pancake and has no pulse.
Norman says, my first trip to Mexico, we flew to Puerto Vallarta, and I pulled my birth certificate out when exchanging money. I forgot it on the counter. I realized I didn't have it 5 days into the vacation. I geared up to join a beach mariachi band. I'm starting to think that these are lies.
You know, when I...
I think we're being lied to.
When I went to Super Bowl 32 with the Packers in San Diego, when they played Denver, when they got beat by Denver, went out there to cover the Super Bowl. And it was right around my birthday. And I went out there and going to rent a car, but my license had expired the previous day, and I didn't realize that. You know, I was licensed. They're like 5 years. You have like 5 years, I believe it is, without expiring.
Your license expired?
My license expired. My literally card. So I went to go rent a car in San Diego, and they said, oh, this license expired yesterday because it was January 21st or so. And I was like, oh, really? So I couldn't rent a car. But it didn't matter. I just
hashtag Mega, hashtag Hannity, hashtag QAnon.
Yeah.
No.
No. But it's just, yeah. So I, because my license expired 1 day old, I couldn't rent a car in San Diego. So that was a mistake on my part because I didn't check to see if my license had expired because you don't even think about it.
Mike's in Franklin, 799-1250. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. I got two real quick travel stories that happened to me. These are true stories about 10, 12 years ago. One time I was at the airport in Miami, spring break. You know, they're wanding me down. The guy's got the wand. For some reason, he swings it, and he hits the guy right next to him right in the face. And the guy starts bleeding from the nose like it's stigmata. That's the airport security people. So that's one story. And then the second story was my pops was a truck driver. We were driving, and a deer dashed down in front of us. We swerve out of the way. Next thing you hear is kaboom. The deer explodes right on the next guy's dash, basically. All he's blood and guts flying everywhere.
Oh, those are two bad stories, man.
Yep.
How'd you ever live through those?
I don't know. I guess it helps that I like beer and alcohol kind of like drop those
memories
out.
Probably made you a tougher person in the end.
Yeah.
Whatever doesn't kill you make you stronger.
Yeah.
I just made that up.
That's a song.
No, I just made that up. JP says, while coming back from Vegas going through TSA, my wife's vibrator started going off in her bag.
If they're going on their honeymoon, that could be a big problem.
Yeah, I don't think these stories are real that you guys are saying.
No, I don't know, man. There's some pretty bizarre stories out there.
You can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan with the hashtag.
Might be his ex-wife. No.
CW Lunch. No, the woman's got a right to be happy.
Yeah, well, he's not doing it for her.
Well, how much? Joe, what's up?
Yes, I'm Joe Jackson. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Joe Jackson. Loud and clear.
Okay, good. I have the unique perspective of having a Canadian father and an American mother. I grew up in Niagara Falls.
Okay.
I'm not here to slam you for what you said, just to give you a little historic perspective. My father volunteered to fight in World War II. He was in a unit of 206 men. They went into Italy. Under British command, the Canadians went in first because they were the lowest on the rung. 200 of them were wiped out. Their ships were sunk by Nazis patrolling and protecting the Atlantic convoy routes. My father helped direct the destruction of 3 German Tiger tanks. They allowed their territory to be used by NORAD, full cooperation in helping us win the Cold War.
I did not learn that in Mr. Herzog's history class at Martin Luther High School.
Don't belittle this gentleman.
No, I'm just saying, I did not learn. How do I know every story about Canada?
I'm just saying, the freedom you enjoy today is in part because they fought, just because they were smaller than us.
Well, I think any freedom that Canada ever got is,
I love you, Chuck. I love your show. I listen to it every day, but I had to comment on that.
Okay. All right.
Joe, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
How do you feel now?
Just the same as I did before. My dad fought in World War II, too.
So he probably fought alongside Canadians, and you have no idea.
Neither did anybody else until that story.
Chuck Freeman.
No, Bart. Why didn't you come out here with that story?
I don't know anything about Canada.
Well, I'm trying to tell you. What I know about Canada is, I got people calling up and defending Canada now?
I guess so. I guess.
I should know the words of this.
Anthem.
For all the times the Blue Jays have been into town.
Chuck just took a knee. Oh, my God.
He took a knee in the back.
Chuck Freeman is taking a knee during the Canadian anthem.
How about this? Like every professional stadium has got a Canadian flag in there because there's one team in Canada.
Chuck, get back on your feet, friend. Yeah. Awful.
Well, Canada still, that guy didn't convince me of anything.
I feel like we have to play it out. I feel like I shouldn't be talking over it, to be honest.
Well, it's like disrespectful.
Take your visor off.
Yeah. No, you don't want to see my hair without my visor on. It's keeping it all together today.
Oh, Canada,
oh, don't sing, please.
We stand on guard for thee.
Oh, Canada, we stand behind the United States and pray nobody comes after us.
Chuck Freeman, the Archduke Franz Ferdinand of World War III. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
All right. Changing gears here. You know, there's a lot of great baseball that's going to be coming up here in the next couple of weeks, all summer long. And, of course, basketball games kick up again Thursday. Got a great place for you to go. The Q Club of Wisconsin. It's not in Canada.
Q Club of Canada.
No. No, I don't know. That's a long way to go for, you know, a game room, watching some sports and having some good food, but, I mean, to each his own. But the Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side, hey, that's far from Canada on Waukesha's. There's actually things out there on Waukesha's North Side, places to go, stuff to do. I mean, it's a great area. Good old Freems used to live on the north side of Waukesha. The Q Club of Wisconsin, the place to watch all your basketball tournament action. So get there with your friends, plus your indoor sports room there. They just don't have a hockey rink in there. Like, if there was a Q Club of Toronto, it'd be, you know, hockey rinks, I guess, in there. But they have pool tables, tornado foosball, shuffleboard, electronic darts, ping pong, all that. They got bocce ball league courts in there. I mean, they got courts there. You can start your own league and join their leagues. Q Club's indoor courts, they put a lot of money into those things, and they are good, man. They are good, and people are very popular, and people are taking advantage of people who play the indoor courts there while watching the games on TV. It's all good. And, of course, a sports bar isn't a sports bar unless it has great food, delicious food, fresh food, like the awesome burgers, the wings, the appetizers, the award-winning fish fries. Well, the Wednesday and Friday nights, your choice of four different styles pile high with all the extras. You'll find the best in live entertainment on weekends as well. Go to their Facebook page. The Q Club will have all that. The Q Club of Wisconsin, they got the private rooms there. If you want a company party, you can have your own VIP suite. They got a luxury pool table in there. But for good sports, good food, games on all the TVs there, the volume of the games on, one place to go, the Q Club Wisconsin, Waukesha's Great North Side, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard. It's a half mile south of I-94 in Waukesha. Take 94 westbound or eastbound. Get off on Highway T. That turns into Grandview Boulevard. About a half mile south in, you'll see the sign. Q Club Wisconsin, go in, watch the games this week, and enjoy the great food at a terrific sports bar, the Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Let's shift from trying to start an international incident to talking a little bit about the Milwaukee Brewers. J.R. Radcliffe had an article yesterday on the Journal Sentinel trying to figure out who may be throwing the first pitch at opening day. Now, last year during the NLDS, you guessed that it would be Niger Morgan, and it was, which I still think you had inside dirt on. Mm-mm.
No, I didn't, honestly. I'd tell you if I did. But he was the obvious choice. But for opening day this year, God, who could it be? I mean, Bud Selig? I mean,
Selig always.
He's like on standby, I guess, if you need somebody.
Here, let me do this. I'm going to go through the names that JR came up with.
All right.
And then whoever I give you will be the first pitch thrower. And if you like the next name I give you, you can replace them.
Okay.
So we'll do that. So right now, let's say Bud Selig is throwing out the first pitch. That's mm-hmm. your first option.
Yeah.
All right. Should it be Bud Selig or should it be Bob Uecker? So pick a name and then I'll keep giving you names.
I would take Uecker.
So right now Euchre's throwing out the first
Be the more
pitch.
Popular.
Yeah. Should it be, and these are names that J.R. Radcliffe came up with at the Journal.
Yeah.
Should it be Bob Uecker or Christopher Perez, the son of Hernan Perez? Future big league home run leader, Christopher Perez.
No, it's Uecker.
Uecker still?
Yeah.
Should it be Bob Uecker or should it be Craig Counsell?
Players are never going to throw out the first pitch, though.
Well, Craig Counsell is a manager.
But, you know, I mean, personnel.
Well, he could.
I've never seen that. Has that ever happened?
I don't know.
I don't think a person. I mean, no, I don't see
going
how.
Going through JR's because that would well-crafted
be,
list.
Yeah, I don't see. No, Counsell, no. No, I think, I mean, you're not going to have a uniform personnel guy of a team, player, or manager, coach, throw out the first pitch.
So right now we've still got it being Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker.
All right, should it be Bob Uecker or also on JR's list, Steve Stricker? Should Steve Stricker...
Did he win a major last year that I didn't know about?
Steve Stricker has never won a major.
Okay, then why would he be a candidate?
First captain to...
Okay, if you want to have Steve Stricker come like in, I don't know, in September after his golf season's over. Of course, he doesn't play in that many events anyway. And throw out a first pitch against the Padres, okay. But not an opening day.
Here, how about this? The Brewers have a home game against the Reds May 22nd. It's a Wednesday noon game. Steve Stricker can throw out the first
pitch. Steve Stricker day at Miller Park.
Yeah, let's do that. So still Bob Uecker.
Yeah, Bob Uecker's still the guy so far. Nobody
all right.
better.
Also on JR's list, should it be Bob Uecker or the Wisconsin women's hockey team who just won a national championship?
How about that? It took us 2 days to just figure that out, but yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah, the fifth time they've won a title, but they should have a date somewhere down the line. Like when the Badger basketball team went to the Final Four, I think they threw out the first pitch. But I don't think it was opening day. It might have been later in the season. Marquette too when they went to the Final Four in 2003.
So do you want it to be the hockey team on opening day or Bob Uecker?
Still Uecker.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, why?
I'm just tearing down women.
How am I tearing down women? I just told you that they should throw out the first pitch sometime during the season. So don't do
Chuck
that.
Knows how to treat a lady.
No. Okay, go ahead.
Should it be Bob Uecker or... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
Yeah.
Ballpark Chuck would have laughed at that joke, but yeah. Chuck on go the ahead. Show's got his walls up.
No.
Bob Uecker or Paul Molitor?
Well, you know, Paul Molitor's always a great choice. He can throw out the first pitch any day.
So you want to go with Paul?
I mean, I would.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I would.
So we're going to bump Uke.
Yes.
And now Paul Molitor.
Oh, Paul Molitor, yes.
All right, JR came up with two other choices. Yeah. Should it be Paul Molitor or Matt LaFleur?
No, let Matt LaFleur figure out a few things in Green Bay before he gets to throw out the first pitch. No, not yet.
No?
No.
New Packer head coach?
No. No.
Should it be one more name on this list? Should it be Paul Molitor or Giannis Antetokounmpo? They have a game that night in town.
Well, there you go. Now Giannis. I would say Giannis.
I would think that.
Yeah. I'd go with Giannis there. Has Giannis ever thrown out the first pitch?
I think he has. Don't quote
Didn't
me on that.
Didn't DiVincenzo throw out the first pitch last year after he was drafted? Because I know they made a jersey for him.
Yeah, he's thrown it out. Budenholzer? I think Bud did.
Katie George did?
When she first got here.
Okay.
Yeah, they've had Bucks people throw out the first pitch.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say Giannis.
I would like to see Giannis, too.
Yeah.
Throw out the first pitch. Yeah. I mean, that'd get a huge reaction.
Absolutely. They play without a doubt. MVP chance ringing 50,000 people at Miller Park.
Might be hard because of they do have a game that night. So
yeah.
And Giannis said the other day he's off social media, so he's doing the LeBron focus kind of thing.
But he doesn't have to. I mean, they have their shoot around, you know, in the morning if they have one.
Yeah, but I think he's a little focused up right now. Maybe the first pitch is of a distraction.
But if he goes, throws out the first pitch, he doesn't have to stay for the game.
No.
He could go. He can leave right after.
Knowing Giannis, he probably won't be satisfied like just tossing it. He'll probably want to throw like a 95-mile-an-hour strike.
Got hurt doing that? Tore out his ulnar?
Pulls a Jimmy Nelson.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't want that. Throw it underhand up there. Yeah, I would say Giannis would be the best choice for, you know, if he didn't do it this year, if he, you know, after he, you know, gets the MVP sometime this summer, he's sticking around. He's definitely can probably worth an invite, that's for sure.
Who would be who's your realistic guess of who's going to throw the first pitch opening day?
Good question.
Realistic guess.
I bet you it's Bobby Uecker. But, I mean, who not on the list could you think of?
Zach says, I'd love to see Eric Kratz come back to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, he's going to be catching with the Giants.
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Ryan does want to see Matt LaFleur. Eric wants to see our friend Brew Crew Sue come back to throw out the first pitch.
Well, we kind of made her a celebrity last year.
That would be great. We're
deserving of it, too, yes.
Why not Chuck Freeman to throw out the first pitch?
No, I've not done anything. I'm not even, you know, the Martin Luther, my high school, announced their Hall of Fame class, and I did like 30 people. I wasn't even.
Why don't we have the D3 champs, Greendale, Martin Luther, and Mike McGivern throw out the first pitch?
Well, hey, you know what? I think you should. But then, you know, have all the state champions. I mean, not only in basketball, but you know, tennis, everything, hockey. That'd be great. Invite everybody to throw out the first pitch. Tennis champions, football champions, give them all their day. That would be cool. Yeah. Get them in. Get them in, get their families in, and, you know, you'd be making some money off of it, too.
So what's your realistic guess?
I think Uecker. You?
I don't know. Fingers.
That's who you landed on?
I mean, I don't know who to pick.
Euchre's probably the logical choice, right? I mean, as long as Uecker is up there broadcasting games, I mean, why not? Yeah. Yeah, I would say, I'm trying to think back to last year's run. Could you have any, all those guys are still getting after it.
I mean, Kratz, if he retired, would have been a great option.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But he's still playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe, you know what? If he retires, maybe when the Brewers are ever in a wild card round again, Kratzy, who went 5-for-8,
gotta have him back.
Yeah.
It's not his last time in Milwaukee.
No, I hope not.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, where today kids eat free after 4 o'clock. You get a meal. Kids will get a free meal at Perkins. So whatever you order off their expansive menu tonight, you can get breakfast. You can get something off their $9.99 burger combo meal, where you can get a burger, fries, and a slice of pie. So you get the whole combo, burger, fries, and a slice of pie for $9.99. And that's available at Perkins. And don't forget, after 4 o'clock today, when you get a meal, kids do eat free after 4. That's Tuesdays and Saturdays at Perkins. What about our friend Pat from Perkins? He could throw out the first pitch. Justin tweets in, how about Marcus Johnson?
You know something? There you go.
Marcus Johnson?
Yes.
Throw out the first pitch?
MJ, yes. Yeah. No. There you go. Marcus Johnson, man. Boy, that was a... We didn't talk a lot about that ceremony, but man, how do you not tear up when MJ's up there? And
we did
45
minutes on the ceremony yesterday.
Well, I mean, the emotion of it, though.
Ah.
The emotion of it, I thought, was just, I mean, you know, I'm watching it on TV, and I'm thinking, man, geez, how are you not shedding a tear when MJ's up there? Considering what he's been through and all that, and that they invited him, and the Bucks did a great thing, inviting him back into the family again, which should have been long overdue. It was just, that was one of the more emotional, I think, jersey retirements that I can remember.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. So who did I say?
Oh, you said Raleigh Fingers.
Huh.
I thought that was kind of weak.
Okay.
How about like somebody like not involved in sports? Is there somebody who made an impact in the city or in the state not involved in sports?
Brad Hicks.
Brad just kind of up and left.
Yeah, what happened there?
I don't know. But, I mean, the guy was anchoring the Channel 6 news every night at 9 o'clock. I watched him, and all of a sudden he's gone.
I've heard some rumors about what happened there.
Well, yes. Let's hear them. Oh, don't just throw that carrot out there.
Nothing's confirmed. I can't. If it's not confirmed, I'm not just going to spread
rumors.
Well,
we talk about rumors all the time here on this show.
This is a pretty hefty claim.
With Brad Hicks?
Yeah.
I heard he went back to California.
Right.
But, I mean, that's...
I don't think... Brad didn't do anything wrong. I'm not saying that there's, like, a criminal...
But still, I mean, the guy didn't even have a send-off. There wasn't a night where they said, this is Brad's last show.
No.
And he was here for 15 years, man. And then I watched the 9 o'clock news last night, and Ted Perry doing double duty.
Well, we do love Ted.
Well, no.
Ted Perry. How about Ted Perry?
Well, Ted can do it anytime he wants, as long as he comes out to our toy drive every year. He came out last year, didn't he?
Yeah, you tell him the wrong day.
Did he come out anyway?
No, we had him on a different time.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I gave him the wrong week.
It's Chuck and Winkler.
He showed up the following week.
We know there was nobody right there. Now. We know that the golf outing right now is Tuesday, August 13th. And so you start booking Ted for that. And we know that the toy drive is December 2nd to December 6th.
We've already invited Stephanie Sutton.
We know all that right now.
When's the golf outing?
It is Tuesday, August 13th.
Yeah. That begins a big week of golf for me.
It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Got a message here from a listener named Alan. Says there's some days that Bart and Chuck show is unbearable. Today is one of them. Well, Alan, let us direct you to Thursday's show, the opening day show, when we'll have Adam McKelvey at 8 o'clock. We will have Tim Allen talking with Craig Counsell. I think we're going to do that around 9, and we'll talk to Tim Allen as well. That's opening day. That's Thursday as we get ready for first pitch between the Brewers and the Cardinals. Friday, Joe Girardi is going to join us at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that sounds unbearable, huh?
And then Robert Murray of The Athletic will join us at 9:30.
Why does the guy say we're unbearable, Bart?
That's all he said, Chuck. Okay. I can't read his mind.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what's going to be unbearable if the Brewers don't fix this bullpen issue. Not having Jeffress, at least to start the season, and who knows, hopefully he'll pitch. And Knebel, God knows when he's ever going to pitch again with that tear in his elbow. That's never a good sign. How did they not go out and get Kimbrel right now? I mean, yeah. If it takes a 1 year, $18-19 million deal, having that back end of the bullpen solid is a must, and you got your two top guys who aren't going to start the season and gone for who knows how long. Man, you got to go out. I mean, even with when those guys were good to go, getting Kimbrel was a great option. Now you need to get him.
All right, let's talk about this. And you guys can chime in 414-799-1250. Again, opening day 2 days away. We'll have Adam McKelvey at 8, Craig Counsell at some point with Tim Allen that morning, and we'll tell you about that. And then Joe Girardi, former Yankees manager, former Cub, former catcher. He'll join us on Friday at 8:30. With Craig Kimbrel, we're trying to figure out this the other day. Why is he not a Brewer? Because obviously, Brewers, you need another guy back there. Or you're in a position where you're hoping that some of these guys step up. Like Counsell said, last year when Corey Knebel got hurt, it forced us to be better, and a lot of guys stepped up, and we figured some things out in that situation. So, yeah, but right now, you're hoping for Matt Albers and Taylor Williams and Jacob Barnes to be very good. You're hoping the starters can go a little deeper. And you're missing two big parts of your bullpen right now. I feel like Jeffress could be back sooner. I thought I saw something with his agent saying that they actually were moving up the side sessions, so that might not be as long as we thought. But this Knebel thing is probably going to be a long time. So the Brewers are in a situation where they need another guy, right? Can we say need?
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's say even Jeffress returns. Knebel, you're trying to win a World Series here. You can't wait for him.
All right, so if you need another guy, there's a guy sitting right there in Craig Kimbrel. So what's not happening? Why aren't they connecting? You look from the Brewers' side. What would be preventing the Brewers from getting Craig Kimbrel?
Probably money, if anything.
So if it's just a one-year deal, you had said you'd like to see a one-year deal,
sure.
$18, $19
million. Absolutely.
I'm okay. I mean, pay him $50 million for 1 year. Again, it's not my money. I don't care. But it is Mark's money, Atanasio's money. So the one thing I've heard from David Stearns about the owner being aggressive with Kimbrel is if they make a move now, it might prevent them from adding talent at the trade deadline. So if that's the hang-up, would you risk paying Kimbrel now if it all but eliminated them improving at the trade deadline?
Okay, but there may not be a trading deadline to worry about if you don't have that bullpen, a guy at the back end closing out games for you. I'm just telling you, you got Kimbrel out here who's great, all right, he's great. And apparently it's down to the two teams. The Braves need bullpen help, too. The Braves are the other team that needs somebody. And the Brewers, obviously.
And he's a former Brave.
And he's a former Brave, yeah. That's where he started off. So, why would you – I mean, what are you going to do? for your final couple of innings of a game. What's it going to take? A couple of blown saves before you get desperate? Opening day, if the bullpen falters on opening day or opening weekend, you'd be damn sure the pressure is going to be on for them to go out and fill that the back end of the bullpen.
The other problem could be maybe Mark doesn't want to spend the money right now, which I don't think.
Could be.
I think if there's a price around 20 or less.
Or could it be a game of chicken, Bart, where they're just maybe like the Braves and the Brewers are saying, hey, you know what?
Possibly.
The longer Kimbrough sits out, the more money he's losing.
Mark spent $60 million on a place they spent 5 weeks. I think that he can go afford to get Craig Kimbrough. The thing that I think is hanging it up is that I think Kimbrough, and he had said this, and, you know, when you say things during this time, it's all posturing, but there was a quote that if he doesn't get a multi-year deal, he's willing to sit out a year, not take the grand all 1 year, still get the good AAV, the average annual value of $18 million. I mean, Grandal is making $18 million this year, couldn't get a multi-year deal to pay him that much, so he wanted to get what he thought he was worth, just took a one-year deal. It doesn't sound like Kimbrough wants to do that. If he wants a multi-year deal, like if he wants 2 years, okay, we can talk about that. For a reliever, what is he, 30? 3 years might be pushing it. If he wants like 3 for 45 or even up to 3 for 60, that's probably a no for me. I don't pay relievers that much for that long. If he's looking at like 4, 5, or 6 years, I mean, the discussion's not going to start.
Well, he wanted 6 years, $100 million.
Then there's no discussion there. Nobody's going to give you that as a reliever.
And that's obvious because no one's come to terms with him on that. But he, I mean, when he filed for free agency, the word was he wanted 6 years, $100 million. Everybody laughed at that, obviously, because no one stepped up and said, oh, we're not going to give a closer a 6 year deal. Ain't going to happen. But yeah, 1 or 2 year deal. Yeah, let's get it done. But and another thing is the Brewers might not be willing to give the draft choice. They might not be willing to give the draft choice. I don't see why not, but they might not be able to want
there
to
would
do
be
it.
A draft choice they'd have to punt.
Yeah, yeah, they'd have to punt away the draft choice, right. And you know, maybe they feel like they got to restock their farm system from some of the moves they've made, and you know, that just comes, that's just like the cost of doing business. They got to replenish that.
I feel like you think the farm system's worse off than it really is. I think they're pretty set in the farm system. I think they're doing okay.
Well, it's taking a few hits with the trades.
Sure, but I don't think that there's like a huge hole there.
No. But still, I think they want to, you know, they always want to replenish the bullpen or replenish the farm system.
Sure, you want to keep it stocked.
But, yeah, I mean, if it means losing a draft pick to help this team right now, yeah, why not? I don't know, 1 year, $20 million? 1 year, $18 million?
I don't think anyone says no to that.
You paid 1 year $18 million for Grandal, okay? How about 1 year $18 million for a guy who's going to definitely factor in games? You know how important the bullpen is to this team.
I think the only way a Brewer fan would be against a one-year deal for any amount of money would be if it prevents them from adding at the deadline. And I don't know that it's a binary choice. I don't know that it's an either-or, but that would be... I mean, again, you could pay him 1 year $50 million. I don't care.
But what if you get... Yeah, I don't... none of these guys, we could care less how much they make.
Right.
It just... what bothers us is if it prevents you from making other moves.
Right, I get that.
That's the only thing.
John's in Franklin, 799-1250. 414-799-1250. What's up, John?
Hey, John.
Boys, I'm stoked, man. Opening day. Going to be out there. It's going to be a party. Looks like we're going to have a halfway decent day for
where
once.
Are you tailgating?
We just float around and mooch off other tailgates.
Perfect.
Oh, that's the best way. So you don't have to clean up any mess.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll come in on a shuttle from probably Kelly's or something. We'll have a good time. But yeah, this is, you know, this lineup, I'm stoked about the lineup, but I was worried about this, you know, I was a little worried about the staff before all these injuries hit. So you can imagine, you know me, the state of affairs I'm in now. Yeah, I mean, if you can get Kimbrough in even on a 2 year deal, I think, you know, like you said, Bart, I think he wants a bunch of years. And if he's willing to sit out a year, that tells me the kid's got something to hide. And, you know, he does have a couple miles off his top fastball. So, I mean, I doubt if he's heading in a direction where he's going to improve on that as he ages. But he may be like Verlander and become a better pitcher. So, you know, he may not be just a flamethrower coming out of the bullpen at the end. But it's going to be interesting how they handle this because they don't have the arms in the minors now to bring up to help fill roles like they did last year. And if you have to give up a draft pick, I don't care. You got to do what you got to do right now. And we'll worry about the deadline at the deadline.
Absolutely.
As competitive as this division is going to be, on paper anyway. We had trouble with the Pirates last year as it was. The Reds we did okay, but, you know, these teams seem to have improved. This is going to be a bloodbath this year, and we need to be in there with everything we have to throw at these guys.
Best division in baseball. I mean, you look at the rest of the National League, you know, there's not a lot of great teams, but this division is loaded with good teams, and even like the Reds got better, and, you know, the Pirates are always going to be tough, a tough out. But, yeah, I mean, when I hear Council saying some of these other guys got to step up in the bullpen, he can't really – I mean, sure, he could say that, but he can't really think that, okay, Jacob Barnes and Matt Albers – and Taylor Williams are going to cover up for those two losses of Jeffries and Knebel. That's asking a lot, man. You need to get another guy who's good, guy who's a proven player, a proven closer. And that's Kimbrough, man. He's a proven guy. Jacob Barnes closing out games for you. I mean, no way. I mean, you can't – I mean, Council can't be comfortable going that route. I know he's got a lot of confidence in guys, but Barb, man, you know, having those guys – and to say Josh Hader, you know, we're going to have him – pitch later on in the, you know, later on, maybe save him for later in the game. Well, then you got a hole in the middle relief too, then, if you do that.
Another John sends us a message. Don't forget they signed Alex Wilson from Detroit. Is Alex Wilson from Detroit?
You mean the
calming your fears?
The guy who, I think he had a minor league deal with the Indians that he got out of. No. Yep. I mean, we're talking about winning a pennant here. Pennant, man. This isn't 2003 or even 2008. You've done a bunch of stuff to make this team even better than it was last year.
You know, let me equate it to like the first time I ever jumped off the high dive at the county pool. You know, and that's where like the Brewers are. So they're in a place where they can jump into this deep end and really go for it. So they were at the bottom of the ladder. Stay with me here. They sign Grandal, so they climb to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sign Moustakas, which is going all the way to the edge of the diving board. And then now you're either going to jump in or you're going to walk back. And if you don't sign Kimbrel, you're walking back. And if you want to jump, you got to sign this guy. So you're going to jump in or not?
So are we going to be saying all April and May, God, they let Kimbrel get away. And there he is, closing games in Atlanta. Meantime, Jacob Barnes is giving up three-run leads in the eighth inning. No. And you're not going to overwork Josh Hader by having him go to the last three innings of a game and having him close out. Keep him where he is, middle relief, strong two innings, middle relief, and get Kimbrel in. And, man, you're good, and let those other guys fill in the holes.
It's Chuck and Winkler, always talking about filling the holes here on The Fan. That
Absolutely.
Is what we do. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Just juvenile stuff. Gary Wolfel's going to join us 8:20. We'll talk more about the Giannis Harden discussion. Had a guy call in the 6 o'clock hour that completely owned us. We'll revisit that. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.